everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jess Wellington.
And I'm David C. Smalley.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we invite one of our comedy pals to come on, tell two stories. One is a truth, one is a lie, and we try to figure out which one is the lie. Jessica, would you please introduce our guest?
I'd be honored, Felicia.
Okay. The professionalism.
That's I love that.
This is so weird.
Yeah.
Who
Get
are
to
you
it.
People?
That's what I didn't recognize. What's going on over there?
I'm really excited. I can't believe he's finally here. I've been trying to get him on forever. You've seen him all over the television, but also he's a paid regular here at the Comedy Store. I love watching his sets. He's one of those that likes to kind of dig himself a little ditch a little bit and then work his way. Yeah, you do.
What? That's a terrible introduction.
Unintentional ditch digging.
Yeah.
I feel like he doesn't really.
Right now?
Yes.
Wow,
welcome,
Jessica.
Eric Griffin.
Yay, Eric Griffin.
Just say you like his comedy. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is all that
so
about?
So he almost bombs.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah. No, no, no. But, like, your premise is when you throw him out there, people are like, oh, what?
Yeah.
And then you make it hilarious, 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 hilarious.
Just open with that.
Okay, there you go. No, just do hilarious, hilarious, hilarious.
Yeah, you know, I'm off to a great start.
Yeah, this Jessica, she's the kind of girl that goes on a date like she dig a ditch.
First, so you know what I mean? Yeah. Just be like, oh, she's a nice, you know what I mean?
But yeah. She pulls out okay. It's fine.
I'm so excited that you're here today because even though I've passed you a million times through the hallways, I've said hey to you, you've said hey to me, I've never had a conversation with you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And it's so cool that you're doing the podcast. So today, before I came over here, I was looking you up on the internet and stuff, and I saw a thing in some kind of magazine or whatever, and it talked about you getting in a fight in the main room. And I was like, whoa, do you remember?
No, it was it actually was the OR.
Oh, okay.
It was the OR. Nick Kroll had been up before me, and there was a guy in the back that was being like crazy heckler. Like it was like extra, you know? And then no one was saying anything. You know, it's not like we have security here. We just have some, you know, comics trying to be comics as the door guys. You know what I mean?
But you know, if I was in there, I would have been on their ass.
But there actually wasn't anyone there that day that I know. Let's say I could pick like a handful of people that would be like, if they were there, this would be different.
Right.
And then the guy, when I was up, he just was kept going, you know. And it was just, and then I went in at him. I actually got the response I wanted because he, you know, he rushed the stage.
Funny thing too is that when that Bible guy was here, he was up. He was doing his whole Bible thing when Eric was on stage.
Oh, there was a Bible guy here?
Yeah, he came and he brought his Bible and he was like praying and all this during the sets and during Eric's set, and he was waving the Bible.
Oh, is this why I was digging a ditch? Is that what? Freaking Wellington over here, huh?
So what happened when he rushed the stage? What did you do?
Well, it just got dumb. You know, he threw a chair at me. You know, then I threw a chair back, and then I punched him in the face.
How full
and then
was it was the like, room? How full
it was full
it?
Enough, yeah. You know, that. But, you know, to what I did was, you know, I finished my set.
Talk about digging a ditch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a standing. By the way, I got a standing ovation.
Okay, I'm sure.
And they all threw their chairs at you?
Because they had no chairs to sit in.
Jesus. I don't know how she feels about you now. You know what I mean? You cook your dinner, you're going to be like, you know, he puts, there's going to be some spices on it. You're going to be like, I don't know what this is. But
but you'll love it.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Holy
it'll,
offended
it'll
by her.
On you.
I was trying to be specific. Like, I actually pay attention to your sets.
No, yeah, yeah. I'm just teasing. I get you. I'm just getting on you because of the way you did it.
So the whole premise of the podcast is you tell two stories. I'm just going to break right into it. And
CNN
it doesn't matter
over here, huh?
What order you do the stories in and what
oh, man,
is
I know. I was,
your
I, I've been,
first
I've,
story.
I've been racking my brain about these stories.
Now, we're going to question you and stuff.
Because she told me today.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, come up with two
Why
stories. And I was like, what?
Because I didn't
what
want
this
him
about?
To change his mind and be like, I can't be there Monday. I can't do the homework in time.
Well.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Story. Okay. So I'm in United. I mean, I fly United. All right. I'm sitting in
For
the United.
For any particular reason?
I'm going on a trip. You know, I'm doing stand up. I'm going to go dig a ditch for myself. And then.
Never live
yeah,
it down.
Never.
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 Well, if it makes you feel better, I did get drugged and left on the side of the road.
Enough about her sex life. On Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fuck, Jessica. Yeah.
And that was the first date. You know what I mean? She had just swiped right. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I'm in United Lounge. I'm chilling, minding my own business. And then I see this lady. I sort of recognize her, but I'm not sure who it is. You know, when you know that kind of thing? Mm-hmm. You think you recognize somebody, but you don't know who they are. So I don't really say anything. We're just kind of chilling, chilling, chilling. A lady gets up. She leaves. And then I look, and I get her. She left her license, right? So I grabbed the
table.
It's dropped. It was like it was like in the chair where she was sitting, and I saw it, you know. And I saw, and I was like, oh, my first thought is like, oh my god, if I lost my license, can you imagine losing your license? You're on a trip. You're gonna be able to get on the plane. Then you're gonna get to where you're going. You're gonna be like, where the hell is my license? Now you can't get back on the plane to come home. It's like a whole thing. So I see it, and now I'm panicking, like as if I'm this person. I pick up the license and I look. It says Pam Grier.
No
way.
Flying United?
This bitch. This old Southwest hole over here. You know what I mean?
You give it way too much credit. That's a spirit hole. You know. That is a spirit hole across from you, sir.
So it's Pam Grier's license. And I'm like, oh, my God, Pam Grier. You know, so I go run into the thing. And I'm like, it's Pam Grier. Where's Pam Grier? So I see the guy, and you know, I say, hey, I think, you know, I actually want to hold on to the license because I'm like, you know, it's Pam Grier's license. You know what I mean? I'm old enough to even appreciate who Pam Grier is. You know what I mean? So then the guy's like, oh, that's Pam. We know Pam. You know, and I was like, okay. So he takes her license, and then, you know, I leave. You know, and then like a week later, I'm on a flight, and in walks Pam Grier on the same flight as me. And she's actually sitting next to me. And I say, hey, I'm not trying to take, like, you know, full credit or anything, but remember when you lost your license at the United? Guess who brought it up to the thing? And, you know, and then we talked, followed each other on Instagram. You know what I mean? And then
so she did get it back?
She did get her license back. You know, they got it back to her. But, you know, and we had a nice chat. You know what I mean?
Did she say thank you?
Yeah, of course. She said
did
thank
you.
Did you
see her middle name or the initial for her middle name?
No, I don't remember. All I saw was Pam Grier.
Uh-huh.
And then I had recognition because I recognized her after, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah.
And was it a California driver's license?
Yes, it was a California driver's license.
So for everyone just who's never met Pam Grier, what could you tell us about Pam Grier that you would only know if you met her in person? Like, was, you know, like, did she smell lovely? Did she, you know, there's something about her.
Did she smell lovely?
Well, I don't wanna, you know what I mean?
Well, like Felicia has one foot smaller than the other.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what
did
that is?
Did you look at Pam's feet is what I'm asking.
That's how I recognize you. Okay. You know, the door guy comes up after you say hi, and I go, who's the weird foot chick?
I do have one foot that is smaller than the other foot.
Hobbles.
Yeah.
And one leg that's shorter.
What's up with Footilla over here? No, I don't know. I guess I was a little starstruck. And also thinking to myself, people age. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's like when you, because like, if you think of it this way, you have like, I guess, cause I've been around a long time, 50, right? So it's funny to see someone like, okay, like Rihanna, for instance.
Yeah.
Rihanna's like 6 years away from being somebody's auntie. Okay. You know what I mean? Like she's just, it's just what happens. You get older, you get bigger, your body changes. She's not young, you know, hot Rihanna anymore. Same thing with Beyonce. Beyonce gonna turn into Aretha Franklin. Yeah.
Well, you can't tell Madonna that.
Someone needs to.
Or Cher.
Wow.
Credit to Cher, though.
Yeah. She's been banging.
But she's been a old bitch for so long that we don't even remember what young Cher looked like. You know what I'm saying?
Like
she's
like
been this Cher for like 35 years where we think, okay, that's Cher. But if you go back 60 years, you're going to be like, damn, Cher was it, you know? She but it's been banging. So long, though. But she got money. She's the exception. Cher is and Helen Mirren is another one, I think, that ages
so
well.
I think what's so funny is that Jessica and me, sometimes we have these private conversations like, oh, we're getting old, and people have judgment about us, we're old. And then you're like, that old bitch. And we're like, yeah, that old bitch. Yeah.
It just happens. You know what? By the way, it happens to guys, too. We just ignore it. But until you're like, look at Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, he looks great. Looks like Tom Cruise until you like look at the first Mission Impossible or look at the first Top Gun. Look at the first Top Gun and then look at this Tom Cruise now. You go, yeah, the guy's aged well. But when you look at pictures side by side, you go, oh, this dude's old. You know, it just happens.
But
it just,
know,
I even look at myself. I think like they have these pictures. I have pictures on my website I need to take off because they're still using them in promos. And I'm like, oh, that. I'm that guy's father now.
Yeah. You've gotten a lot more grace.
So it just happened. Well, I always had it. I just... Yeah,
I like it.
I just never grew a beard until the pandemic. And then I grew it and I was like, oh, I kind of like this. Now my face looks like I always should have had a beard.
Yeah, it does. You look really good with it.
Well, thank you.
But also men get more like distinguished and there's something we're more attracted
to. And their heads get bigger.
You know why?
Men's heads get bigger.
I kind of feel like it's because of what we look at, and what we find attractive in women and what we find attractive in men are just two different things. They're different. And one of them is evergreen and the other one, it has a shelf life.
Youth, yeah.
It's just, yeah, exactly. We look at youth and beauty and athleticism and all this kind of stuff. And that's a shame that we do that as opposed to looking at somebody for their personality, what they do, how successful are they. It's just not qualities that this society pushes forward in women.
Yeah.
Well, you know who I saw once, an OG celebrity, was Jacqueline, not Smith, the other one with the long hair from Charlie's Angels.
Oh, Farrah Fawcett?
No, not Farrah
Fawcett. Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda looks good, too. Yeah.
Well, anyway, she was one of the original Angels, and I do a lot of photography, and I was on a set where we were photographing her for some, like, mattress ad or some shit like that, and she looked good. It was like staring at a vampire. It was like, fuck, how'd you do that? You
know, money.
Like, so money. Yeah. Well, our husband is a plastic surgeon.
We also don't know what people are doing when they're at home.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see somebody at, like, you know, let's see Cher at home. You know, she's probably just like, hi. And then a pit crew comes in the morning time, and they're like, then she walks out, and she's like, hi. You know what I mean? But it's probably not really what she like. I like, that's why I'm not, I like seeing somebody raw and uncut, you know?
Well, Jane Fonda, I did, you know, Grace and Frankie, I had a little role on that. And she looks, even in person, she looks amazing.
Yeah, but she was a fitness person too.
Yeah.
She was like, you know, she was ahead of the game before the game even was a game, you know? True. So it is what it is. You know, and I say old bitch facetiously. Like,
no,
I'm not. Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay, because we were totally
so
like,
I don't even want to. Yeah. It's just.
But he's good at getting himself out of the ditch, you see?
There you go.
You dipped a little.
So, do we have any questions on this specific story?
E2 Brute?
No, I don't have any.
Really? Well, how many years ago was this?
It was a few years ago.
Like, before the pandemic?
Yes.
Yeah.
I will say, while he was telling his story, he didn't give us any eye contact. He was looking off, like, over here.
Was I?
No, I think he gave, like, David a lot of eye contact.
Yeah, I talked. Yeah, you know, boom,
he was
doing
his thing.
No, roll back the footage. I'm telling you, he was looking out that way for a while when he started doing the story.
Right. Just make sure you do the exact same thing when you tell the next story that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
you shouldn't have showed him your cards yet. Wait till he tells the second story and then go, he looked away on this one, but not this one.
How tall was she?
I'm tall, so I don't know how tall people are.
Okay,
all right. You know what I mean? He just sees the tops of all.
Yeah. I'm 6'3", so it's like if she was my height, I would have been like, damn, this old bitch is tall.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, for the most part, I don't really recognize either. You're really, really short, or if you're anywhere between, you know, 5'10", and like you're short, you know, because anytime a woman is tall, I always ask the same question: volleyball or basketball? You know, it always starts a good conversation.
Oh, you are turning into a dad.
So, yeah.
I know. Like that commercial, you're turning into your parents. That's me. Every time I see that, I go, oh my God, I'm doing that.
My issue with this story is, I don't see you having a middle seat. And
I'm thinking he was in first class and there was only two seats.
Don't give him an out. See?
And that was the situation.
Yeah, okay. I know.
She does this to me every time.
That's a fair point. Don't answer for the guest.
I set traps on purpose, Jess, and she just comes and tries to cover them up. Cover up the traps.
By the way, quick question.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Mine's one of my lips way higher than the other.
The non-old bitch versions of us.
Yeah, because your head is symmetrical in that.
Yeah. We know.
And we know that's not.
He's trying to distract from the trap is what he's
that's
doing.
That's true. Very he's true. Trying to distract. Very true.
I don't. He's a large human, and I don't see him. I don't like middle seats, and I always pay a little bit more to upgrade. So when he said she sat next to me, he went like this as mm-hmm. though she would be to the right.
Yes, she was.
And I don't know.
Did he say he was in the middle seat?
No, but I was setting a trap uh-huh. on purpose mm-hmm. to see if he would say, I never said I was in the middle seat. I was in the window and she sat in the middle seat. But when she said first class, he took that. So now I'm even more thinking this is a lie. But
it was first class. Why would Pam Grier be sitting in the middle
seat? Yeah, Pam Grier's not sitting in the middle seat
I'm poor, so I do whatever. And when I was heavier, I always felt so bad because I would spill over, you know? Mm. So I would not use the armrest, just be like, okay, well, it's fair enough. You get the armrest.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get to breathe. So
all right. All right. That's the deepest thing you've ever fucking said to me, Jessica. Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Basically,
let's move
fat
on
shamed
to...
herself.
She did. I know. That was.
I thought that was real nice to me, though.
That was sweet.
She's just trying
sweet.
To dig herself a little deep.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the second story.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think, do I have a second story? Hold on. I had it. A second story.
This is where he tries to make us think this one's clearly the lie.
Yeah, you know he's an actor.
Because the first one's a lie.
This guy.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, I was a big fan of Dukes of Hazzard.
No,
yeah.
Really?
It's coming.
I love the Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay.
Hey, when I was a kid, there was like 7 shows. That's so it was either you had to like what was on TV. There wasn't all these choices you have now. So you had to watch what you had to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And Dukes of Hazzard, I mean, it was like, if you think about it, it was like a bright orange car with a Confederate flag on the top. That's like a Volkswagen named Adolf with a swastika. And I'm here like, so I had a big brother from Big Brothers of America, and who I've had since I was 7 years old. So he knew I was a fan of this show, and so he is in the music business. He's a music producer. Not a music producer, but he fixes equipment, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so he would get people, like he had a lot of contacts because people
an engineer like
yeah he was like
engineer?
A he was like a it's not necessarily engineer because he actually fixed the equipment and he's big into analog, so a lot of people have like still analog stuff, so they call him, he's like the leader in this, right? So we go to he says I actually have a contact, and he takes me as a little kid to the Dukes of Hazzard set. Okay. And it was like this big place in like outside of Los Angeles. So they made Hazzard County, you know, and they had to like, and so, cause his friend who we were with, he's like, I think this guy was a big liar though, by the way, but he was like a stunt driver. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So actually while we were in his car, you know, we did like, you know what I mean? Like he would go backwards and the car went, he would do this thing. Right. So he was like, we're going to go to where they're filming, right? And then I got to get in the back seat of
the General Lee
with, you know, the two main stunt drivers.
Uh-huh.
And they did, like, some crazy stuff in the car while I was in the car. So I felt like I was one of the Duke brothers.
How old were you?
I was, like, 9.
Could you guess what part of outside of LA you were at?
No, I think it was like going towards what is it? Where's that place? Not Oxnard. I don't want to say Oxnard.
Clarita.
Santa Clarita. Yes. Going toward because they have a bunch of Valencia. They have a bunch of stuff out there.
There are sets out there like MASH was shot out there.
Exactly.
Like, I did a commercial, like a Pizza Hut commercial out there.
I filmed. I did Workaholics. We did a trailer. Actually, I think that show, the Rust movie that Alec Baldwin, it's out there.
I think it's in New Mexico.
No, that's in New Mexico.
Oh, I thought it was in that place that did, because mm-hmm. I've seen it. It looks so familiar.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, those are my stories.
So the stunt drivers, they drove kind of crazy with you in the car?
Yeah. But it was, as a 10-year-old, I'm sure, it's not like we did a jump.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it was like, if you looked at it, you'd probably be like, oh, that's cute. But when you're 10, you think, oh, my God. You know what I mean? We're doing it. We're on the show. I'm like, you know, I'm Eric Duke.
You're still at the age like you're wearing underoos. And
Well, just to be clear, he did say he did say 9 the first time she asked how old, and then he said 10.
Yeah,
but it was like 9 or 10. Yeah, I was estimating.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but you didn't mess them up. Like, you enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was great.
I love that show, by the way.
Yeah, see?
I didn't realize it was problematic until several years later.
Yeah, it's like, whatever.
It was a different time.
I even had my own car. I had my own.
I just think, some people don't know the history of things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you're just like, you're from the South, you like the Confederate, you don't think, tell me, once you find out that information, you're just kind of like, oh, that sucks. It's like finding out your hero is whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're just kind of like, oh, but I like your music, or I like your whatever, you know what I mean?
My brother had the rebel flag with a Tasmanian devil on his arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you probably shouldn't have brought that up.
We see you totally differently now. Yes.
Know, like, it doesn't make it why any better dates, that there's a dates, cartoon up in above the fucking rebel.
No, okay. I went back and watched one episode recently, and the Roscoe Pico train.
Oh, I mean,
his car,
Daisy Dukes. That's where that came from.
My first crush.
Yeah. All of us. No, actually, Wonder Woman was my first crush. Linda Carter.
If you look at the front of the sheriff's car, he's also got a Confederate flag license plate on the car too. It's
like, by the way, Linda Carter also still looks fantastic.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she's been on a lot of those DC shows.
Uh huh.
Where she's playing,
little cameos and stuff.
Yeah, little cameos and stuff. But she looks great.
Wow. So, any questions? So, what was the back seat like of the General Lee? Because if it's like a stunt car,
well, it was
very. Do you remember what
kind of car it is? No, I don't. I don't remember what kind of car that was.
It's a Dodge Charger.
But they had space. So I think they have because they didn't have the cameras and all that stuff in there. But there is a spot for.
Was it like a regular back seat?
It wasn't a regular back seat. You know, it had like
Challenger or Charger.
Yeah, I forgot. It's not a Charger.
I think it may have been a Charger. But
well, maybe that design
of
like.
They make the new Challengers look like the old Chargers.
Because it was probably like a 1960 something car anyway.
Yeah. All right, let's move along from this.
Well, she asked about the back seat.
I'm asking about the back seat.
What do you want to talk about? Shoes? Eyelashes. What do you want to talk about over there?
How did you get into the car?
Something. You get into
it opens, even though they say it doesn't open.
The door's actually open.
Yeah. That was just for the show.
All right.
Mm. I don't know that
there's even door handles on it.
So you said you had a big brother. How old were you when you got
7?
You were 7.
Yeah.
And do you still know this person? Is a big influence in your life?
It sure is.
Yeah.
Are they black or white?
He's Jewish.
So white.
Yeah.
Okay. The brother wants to know.
I mean, Sammy Davis. Sammy Davis was Jewish, right? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
But fucking
Confederate flag over here. Yeah.
She said her brother had the tattoo.
Right.
Yeah. This is Liars Club, so you never know. Yeah. It's probably under that shirt.
That's crazy.
I'm just curious, because if it was a black guy, I wouldn't think that he would have an in at the Dukes of Hazzard necessarily.
Well, that's just that you know, it's a show, right?
I know.
Just because they were making a show about a country people doesn't mean, but this was in the 80s. So.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was, oh God, I just had a memory of that. I got married for the first time when I was 18, and we got married at the courthouse, and sorry to be this person. But then we went and at some hotel, and we had sex while the Dukes of Hazzard was playing, and I was all like, married life, this is what this is.
Just a good old boy.
Pretty much.
Never meaning no harm.
Oh, you have a nice voice, Eric.
Thank you.
Did you grow up with a little bit of money?
No. Well, my mom, I was middle class. My mom disguised whatever poorness we may have dipped, whatever. I never knew.
Well, I guess being in the city, it's different. Well, we didn't have any big brother, sister things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool that she signed you up for that.
Yeah, it was cool. I always appreciate that.
I tend to believe this story a little bit more, although I'm so bad at this game. But because my boyfriend, his best friend since childhood was Ed Asner's son. So he, Ed Asner was divorced, and he would take him when he had custody to the set, when they were little kids. So they used to run around like CVS or wherever they used to film that. So that's why I can believe that story more.
What did your big brother do?
Yeah.
I told you he was an engineer. He was like,
sound.
Yeah. Audio equipment. He would build studios for people.
Damn.
Like, I met Natalie Cole when she was alive because of him.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Was the picture on Pam Grier's driver's license a good picture or a bad picture?
Well, if you're an actress like that, you're not taking a bad picture.
Okay, good answer.
You know what
That's
I mean?
A good answer.
Were you married at that time when you met Pam Grier?
No. But I just got married 6 months ago.
Yeah. I wanted to see how far ago. Yeah, okay. Mm. Checks out.
All right. Okay. David, any other questions?
This is like, she would be a terrible, if she was on First 48, you would just get away with it. You know what I mean? Because her freaking questioning, you'd be like, yeah, that's what happened.
If they start to struggle to answer, she'd be like, maybe you meant this. That is what I meant. Good. Good.
You were right. Answering. And then the other cops are going, stop.
Very true.
That's funny.
All right, so then let's just do a quick recap, okay. And then we will take a vote on which one is the lie.
All right, cool. So the first story, he flies United. Jessica didn't seem to approve. So he's in the lounge, and he's hanging out. He sees a lady who he thinks he recognizes.
Mm-hmm.
Can't quite put a name to the face.
Mm-hmm.
After she leaves, he notices that she had dropped her license. He walks over, picks it up. It's Pam Grier.
Mm.
Incredible. Damn. So he takes it up. He turns it in. They say they'll hold on to it and that they know her. So about a week later, crazy enough, they ended up on the same plane and happened to sit next to each other on that flight. So he told her what happened and took credit for returning her license, and they had a great conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you were going... Were you guys on the same flight going?
Mm-mm.
No, but you were on the same flight coming
back. This was
back.
A totally different. I said it's a week later.
Oh, yeah, okay, but I figured maybe.
But this takes a lot of serendipity,
back.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very crazy. Serendipitous.
Pretty crazy.
I knew a big word.
Can you tell us the origin and use that in a sentence, please?
I just spit.
I just want to, whatever points people had for intelligence gets diminished when you end it with, I knew a big word. Up on that.
Yeah.
Just act like you've been there before, you know?
That was the end of her first date.
I went to a play this weekend too. I am moving up in the world.
What did you see?
What'd you go see?
New Jack City.
There was a play for New Jack City.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Liar.
No. Is it a musical?
Is it a musical?
No, it's a play. I mean, there's a little bit of music.
Oh, that should be a musical. I'd love that better. Say,
that's what I thought. I was like, there should be more music in it.
I'm my brother's keeper. You know?
I was going to go, but then what did you say to me, Jessica?
You wouldn't fit in.
Because why? I'm an old white woman? Is that why?
Well, no, I mean, me and you, we could have went together, but I just figured you and your boyfriend, it would have felt weird.
Okay.
The racial undertones of all the things she says.
I'm fire with that.
I wanted her to go. I guess
no,
the
I was
going to
go,
everything.
But no. Yeah.
I didn't think she would be interested, to be honest.
It's
kind of unbelievable that they would see each other at the airport and then a week later completely unrelated.
Happened to be on a flight same way back.
Do you remember what airport you were at when you saw her again on the plane?
It was LAX.
Oh, here, okay.
Yeah.
So you were flying out again?
Yeah, I was leaving.
All right. Let's move on to the second story.
Okay. So he's a big fan of Dukes of Hazzard as a kid when he was 9 or 10. He had a big brother from Big Brothers of America, and his big brother also fixed audio equipment as, like, his job.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was actually able to take Eric to the set where they had built Hazzard for the Dukes of Hazzard.
Mm-hmm.
He took Eric to where they were actually filming. Eric got to get in the back seat of the General Lee, and the stunt drivers drove him around.
Do you have any sense of how long the ride out to where you went was?
It was a long drive.
And who drove you specifically?
My big brother, Big Brothers of America.
Okay, and so the General Lee was already out there.
Yeah, we didn't go. They didn't come pick me up in the General Lee. We're driving down the city. No, we went to the set.
Was there just one car? Just one General
Lee? No. They had numerous ones.
Uh-huh.
Because they do a lot of stunts in it, so
it crashes. Did you have a nickname as a child?
Nickname? No.
Yeah, his nickname was "Go Fuck Yourself." Yeah. Like, what kind of question is that?
Well, I had a thought.
Okay, what did you think, Jessica?
Yeah, really, we have to inquiring minds want to know where this is going.
Well, you kept calling him Eric, And like, I figured that's probably what your big brother called you, but maybe you had a nickname at the time.
Mm-mm, it was always Eric. Such a short name. Only my mother. I guess my mom would call me Ricks.
Ricks? Really?
Yeah, she would say Ricks. Because Eric, so she's shortened,
okay.
You know.
Okay. Oh, nice.
That's just my mom, but no one else.
Well, let's take a vote. Let's do it. Let's do it. David, what do you think? Which story do you think
is the last? You're going
to make
me go first? Yeah. Damn, he's good.
But see, he's around sets all the time, so it's like he could have easily made up that story.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Here's what I'm realizing people are getting good at this show is they put holes in both stories. Like, they make both of them kind of seem unbelievable.
Yeah.
Honestly, the Pam Grier thing, I think, remember, we had someone on it, and I don't know the order of release, so I won't say it. We had someone on who mentioned a celebrity's name.
Oh, it was Benji, and it's already been released.
It has been released?
Yeah, it was the Kardashians.
The Kardashians. Okay, yeah. Good. I didn't want to say that. And he said, I just thought of it on the way over here. I saw her on a billboard. And I think Pam Grier is the kind of celebrity Eric would be like, what could be fringe enough that I would know, that they would know, but that they don't really know enough about her.
Is the word fringe, or are you saying, is it a word be fringe?
Oof.
Oh. I'm serious.
No, fringe. Aww. Like,
we know her SAT scores now.
I didn't take the SATs.
Exactly.
Went straight into military.
So I'll just say, you don't need my whole analysis. I think the Dukes of Hazzard story is true.
And, you know what? I'm kind of thinking that too.
And Pam Grier is the lie.
But the thing is, he just said he went out there to film something. Like,
that's what I'm saying, you guys. He's always on sets. So for him to pull that out of his ass
is not
is
very
easy.
Hard.
And he pulled out something older thinking we wouldn't know any questions.
It could also be a situation where part of it's true. Like, maybe he saw Pam Grier in the airport and she got on, and then he made the rest of the story up. I think it's too unbelievable that you would see her and then a week later sit right next to her on the flight. The chances are just, like, to me, it's statistically higher that you'd get to go see the Dukes of Hazzard car. Although them putting a little kid inside of a car with a stunt driver sounds
well,
it was,
the it was
the
late
80s.
70s, early 80s when they didn't think about the welfare of children so much.
I think they stopped filming in like
they were probably 80... smoking in the car while they were doing the stunts.
Hold
with
on.
Him in...
I think they stopped filming in like 83 or 84, and he's only 50.
Yeah.
I was born in 80, so you're not that much older than me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the math adds up. Maybe the Dukes are... Shit. I don't know. I'm going to hold... Okay. I want to know what you think first.
You know what? I'm actually going to vote. I think...
That was a lot of analysis. Just fucking pick.
Yeah.
I think it's... The first story is true. The question to me, whether it was Pam Grier or not Pam Grier, but I think that's just... you know, an odd name to just bring up when he obviously wasn't that prepared for telling stories. So I think the Pam Grier story is the true story. And I think the Dukes story, the Dukes of Hazzard, I think that maybe that might have been someone else's story. And then he just put it to.
Yeah, you know, he does a podcast with Theo, too. That sounds like Theo.
It does.
Okay. Okay. I'm all like it. Oh, yeah. All right. What is your thought?
Well, I'm a big fan of Sarah and Dippity. So
okay. I love that.
That
you
sounds like
wrote a joke.
That sounds like a show coming to Fox.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Sarah and Dippity. And
story. They, no, they're the detectives.
So I'm gonna say that is true. I'm gonna say the lie is the Dukes of Hazzard. I'm thinking that's somebody. Did you have a mullet as a kid?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he didn't belong there.
All right. So both of you are agreeing that the Pam Grier story is true.
Uh-huh.
You think Dukes of Hazzard is a lie?
Yeah.
I'm gonna flip it. I'm gonna say Dukes of Hazzard is the lie. I think Dukes of Hazzard is true.
Okay.
And Pam Grier is the lie.
All right, Eric. Which story is the lie?
I 100% met Pam Grier and found her license.
Yeah!
And sat next to her, seriously.
And a week later, we were in the same flight on United in first class.
I love the look. It's the eyes.
Because he's always like, I would be in the middle seat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What was that about? That yeah. was out of nowhere.
So I did. I did. I found her license. It was. In, it was. I was unbelievable to me. I was like, Pam fucking Greer, you know. And so then I like ran to the front because I wanted to be like Pam, Pam. In my mind, I was running through the airport in slow motion. You know what I mean?
Right, and as the gate you know, closes,
and then she
like,
turned,
no!
and she turned around. And I heard the, you know, the Shaft music. Yeah. You know what I mean? Shaft. You know, and she was like, "Motherfucker!" You know, in my mind, it happened like that. But yeah, and we sat on the plane next to each other the next day. We had a great talk. The Dukes of Hazzard story is partially a lie. I actually was a huge fan of Dukes of Hazzard. I actually did go to the set with my big brother, but I never rode into General Lee.
They would never let us get. Come on, you fucking idiot.
And it's her fault because I wasn't prepared because she literally told me today, like, oh, by the way, prepare two stories. Like, what?
I told you last night.
Was it last night? I don't remember.
Wow, yeah. You have been awesome.
Makes sense
today.
Now that yeah. you put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. You did great with the stories, though. That was
but amazing. I remembered the Pam Grier story because I thought no one's going to, it does sound like a lie.
Yeah, because it's so much.
Yeah, it sounds like a lie. Because it was like, I was like, oh, yeah, no one's going to believe this. But it actually, that's exactly how it happened. I was in the lounge. I saw her license. I tried to find her. She was already gone. I had to get on my flight. And then a week later, because I.
That's crazy.
Week later, I see, I'm like, oh, like, she walks in the plane. I'm like, what? And she sits next to me and I'm like, you're. I'm so sorry. I was like, I got to tell you something. You know what I mean? And she had recognized me too, actually. She was, you know, so it was like, it was cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So we
Do you
had a
meet
cool
a
moment.
Lot of famous people in those like special fancy airport first?
No, because I'm not famous like that.
Lounge.
And those kind of people, you'll never really see them. But I was on a flight one time with Tyrese.
Oh.
And I don't know. And I could tell that he don't normally fly commercial. I could tell that he was in a mood flying commercial. And then at the time, this was a while ago, and I was like, I remember the girl I was dating at the time, this was before even my wife. Now, you know, we used to love this movie Baby Boy that he was in. It's just one of those movies, you know, Baby Boy. So I see him and I go, hey, man. I was like, listen, this is going to be weird, but my girl, we love that. But the way he acted, I was like, ugh.
Really?
Yeah. And I that's why I don't normally like even going up to people like that, no matter who it is. But and I normally just, I don't act like that when there's some huge Workaholics fan who's like, Montez, can we take a picture? And I just be like, sure. You know what I mean? Normally I'll do it because I get it. I get like, if that was your favorite show and you're in a freaking airport and you're like, is that? You know, I get it. You know what I mean? So for the most part, unless I'm doing something, I'll be like, and then, you know, I never, but this moment I was like, oh, I shouldn't have even, I would, you know what I really wanted? I wanted while I was doing that for somebody to walk by and be like, oh shit, it's Montez.
Yeah, that's good.
Then I could be like, yeah. I mean, I'm not in Fast and Furious, but you know what I mean? I'm not on your level, but you know what I mean? You know, so it's just like one of those, like, you know, weird moments. I remember one time I was at the post office. No, I'm sorry, the DMV. I'm at the DMV, and the DMV is on.
You got a lot of luck with the DMV.
Yeah, there's a monstrous line, okay? But I'm in line, and I look over, and I see Greyjoy from Game of Thrones. Remember the guy that played Greyjoy, whatever the actor's name is. I don't know what his name is, but if you watch Game of Thrones, you're like, oh man, it's Greyjoy. The guy that got his dick cut off. Okay.
Oh yeah,
heard the story. Okay.
All right. So I see him, and I'm so excited. I'm geeking out. You know what I mean? And there's a girl standing right next to me, like right here, and I go, oh, Game of Thrones. Look, it's the Greyjoy from Game of Thrones. And she looks. She goes, yeah. And then she goes, and you're Montez from Workaholics. Yeah.
That's nice.
You know what I mean? And I was like,
that's funny.
I was like, ah, yeah, whatever. But, you know,
Game of Thrones
over here. You know what I mean? So that was just one of those moments that I forgot. Listen, I always knew I didn't want to like, it was going to go away. And I didn't want to miss it when it was gone. So I always have just kind of just been like, you know, my mom used to love it. She'd be like, you looking at my son who's on TV? You know, that she would be like that before she got dementia. But
well, you've always
you know,
been a nice guy. You haven't been like, you know, with your nose up in the air.
Yeah, that happens a lot around here.
It does.
Actually, you know, people, you know, we see it because we see people go from whatever to, oh, they get specials and these things happen and all of a sudden they're in the hallway acting funky.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
you know me?
Yeah, well, really? If this was a different podcast, I'd be dropping names.
But I do think think sometimes you feel bad for people. Like Nia Long's son went to the same school my son went to, and people would always mob her for autographs, and then they'd be like, "You got a pen? You got a pencil?" She'd be like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Like,
yeah. "Oh yeah, you're like, yeah. Come up with
got
your
a piece
own
of paper."
Tools.
Like, really, really?
I'm so glad those days are done, though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's all about pictures.
When somebody asks me for an autograph, I go, "No one cares about that." I tell them, I say, "No one. This isn't a thing anymore."
Well, and I
this
I was
isn't
with
a thing
Annie
anymore.
Letterman when she signed a lady's boobs, but I mean, what do you do with that?
Pictures. No, but that's about the moment.
You're like, no, we like that.
Yeah, no. I'm saying boob signing is just a moment you're having.
Okay.
But one of my good friends, I consider him my brother, he's a huge Lady Gaga fan. And he went to her concert and he had a meet and greet, and she signed his body right here, and he tattooed it on himself.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
So I was wondering if they actually do that.
Yeah, so if you're a huge fan of whatever, yeah, I could see you doing that. But, like, you know, if you're just like, that's just the moment. You're like, oh, my God, you were drinking. It was a show.
Right.
I remember when I was first coming up, I won a contest. And the contest, the prize for the contest in Upper Washington area was to open for Dave Attell.
Damn.
You know?
Shit.
So I won the contest. I'm here. I am with Dave Attell. I opened for him, and then I'm like walking around. Afterwards, he was like, "You're gonna wait. You're gonna do the meet and greet with me, you know." So we wait like 20 minutes, and then this a line. I couldn't believe this line, and you know, a lot of girls were like, "Sign my tits," you know. And it was just like, it's just a moment. No. It's like even when you sell merch, nobody wants your dumb merch. That's a tip. They're saying,
"Thanks. We had a great time.
Thanks. I had a great time, and I want to do this for you."
Yeah.
You know.
Fair enough.
That is
thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah.
What can you tell us that you're working on or you got coming up?
Well,
or?
You can I'm just my own podcast, Riffin' with Griffin. I'm on three podcasts. I got Riffin' with Griffin. I got Jen to Jen with this young influencer, Matthew Espinoza.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, he's good. Well, because we got no viewership. We're trying. But we're working on it because I'm 50. He's 25. And it's called Jen to Jen. And we talk about different things. So it's like we're trying to get it going. It's just his fans. They're just young people that they don't understand. Yeah. What an hour?
Yeah. you guys talking about like different generations?
Yeah, generational
that's
stuff. Yeah,
also to do with my daughter.
So it's like it's a fun kind of like you know thing. And then I'm also on the Golden Hour. Yeah, so check me out on all three of those podcasts. You know,
she has a show, Age Against the Machine. Here,
oh,
yeah,
I like that.
I would love you to do it. Yeah.
Whatever, hit me up. I love that kind of stuff. I love thinking about because you know it's like I don't know how old you are. You know. Oh my God. What a great lady answer. That's a great lady answer. I don't know how old you are. She's like,
I know.
Let's just say.
And we'll continue with that answer. Anyway, my point is, I'm 50. I don't mind saying that.
Yeah,
okay? Because it's different for men. You know what I mean?
We didn't even know how old Judy Tenuta was until she died.
That's true. Yeah, very true.
Yeah, but after 33, you all need to be put down anyway. So it's
okay,
like,
okay.
Just kidding. They're not a comedy podcast.
There you
oh,
go.
Really?
I just don't have a screenshot as part of the video.
Really? No, you're in this. Women are old.
There you go.
It doesn't matter what you say. They're going to do just real quick thing.
Yeah.
I tweeted this thing about, because you know, they canceled the Workaholics movie, Paramount Plus.
Oh. Oh.
5 weeks before they're about to start shooting, right?
Oh, geez.
And then so I saw that they're making Zoe 101 with Jamie Lee Spears. So I tweeted out because they said Workaholics doesn't fit their global strategy.
Yeah.
So then I screenshot this Jamie Lee Spears picture from Paramount Plus and I tweeted out, Paramount Plus's global strategy starts here. Some gossip column picked it up and was like, Workaholic star Eric Griffin throws shade at Paramount Plus and Jamie Lynn Spears. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no. The Jamie Lynn Spears crew is going to come after me. So,
oh, no.
But, anyways, what I'm trying to say, I know we got to go. You've already let me go like six times. When you've lived through a certain generation of things, and my generation, I believe more so than anyone, we've seen like the most significant changes in terms of technology that any generation has ever seen. Like we went from, you know, like rotary phones to like cell phones, no computers to computers, no internet to the internet, like the vast, like how we get music, CDs. Vinyl records to like, there's no such thing as.
I'm even old enough. My first was a tape.
Even that, but what I'm saying, even that is like, you know, I remember having the first CD. I had the first CD player. I had the first computer. I had the first cell phone. So my generation to see how different things are and how people are growing up right now. I'm just like, oh my God, this is.
Yeah.
What's going to be next? No,
that's, yeah. Teleportation is the only thing that people will even appreciate.
You think, or flying.
Yeah, young people right now can't even, like, there's nothing their minds can't imagine. So it would have to be something so ridiculous that to be like, wow, remember when you had to take buses? Or yeah, remember when we had to Uber? Buses are going to go away because kids are Ubering.
I remember being a little girl and the teacher saying, like, in
and how
second
long ago
grade,
was that? That was.
Years ago.
And the teacher was telling us they're going to have cell phones one day and that they won't be, you know, and I couldn't even imagine what she was saying. To me, it was like, oh, she said it's going to be a phone you could carry in your briefcase. And you can walk around anywhere and make a phone call. And I, like, as
what,
a
do we
kid,
get smart?
I was like, how much wire are you going to be able to put in that fucking briefcase? Like, I just had no concept. No,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
so whatever the next thing is going to be, right, is going to be a thing that is so fantastical that it'd just right, be like, yeah, it'd be like, you know, it'd probably be something like you need a heart transplant. And they'll be like, take this pill, you know, and you'll just be
yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh, my heart is good. You know, it'll be something along those
something
lines.
Something with CRISPR technology, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's, so, how I started, like, sabotaging my daughter. I would just, like, run up to her with a camera and be like, Windows XP crashed. I got to reboot in safe mode. Have you seen my floppy? My daughter's 18, and she's like, floppy what? Yeah. Like, she had no idea what I was talking about. Yeah. Those are the TikToks that started yeah, going viral because of the generation thing. They just have
by
no
the way,
concept.
You can follow David on his TikTok. He has a really healthy TikTok.
It's healthy.
It's, meaning he has a lot of followers.
It's
you
fat,
have a sweet-ass TikTok.
Oh, you do?
David,
yeah,
David C. Smalley.
David yep, C. Smalley.
I can't get any traction
it's
on TikTok.
It's all based on generation stuff. That's
and
why
you can follow me all across the board at Felicia Michaels. Jessica?
I'm at Jess Wellington, too, on everything. Please follow me. And you know what? Subscribe to the Liars Club, please, because
please do.
We might go away if not, so thank you.
Okay. And
oh, and you have been lied to.